This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the town of Albury, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared.
Well, the white supremacist that reportedly attacked the subway yesterday, Frank James, is in custody right now, ladies and gentlemen. No, he's actually black. But he's clearly mentally ill, just like Dylann Roof. We don't blame white people for that. We don't blame black people for that. It's a real tragedy, but I think with the temperature being turned up, we're going to see more of his insanity. There he is being brought into custody. Ali Alexander, in closing, in the next 5 minutes, how do we avert the civil war they're trying to start?
Yeah, so we absolutely need to. I keep saying this at the end of every segment. We absolutely need to pray. Why? Because it shows our priorities. Oftentimes, you know, God's chosen people across several different covenants, so the Christians are no different. We pray last, and God wants us to pray first. And prayer is the most powerful weapon. And so when we use it last and then a miracle happens, we're like, well, how did that happen? Well, because we use the most powerful weapon last. So I would tell people that I think we need to pray. And I also think that we need a leader, and I don't know who that is. Maybe it's you, Alex. Maybe it's Donald Trump. Maybe it's General Flynn. But we need a leader that calls us to prayer and repentance. Because
all right, prayer needs to be first, though.
Yeah, it needs to be first. And, you know, this is something that I do like about, like, the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church, is that we have to acknowledge that there are sins that God does assign to a community. That doesn't mean we need to believe in collectivism, but it means that we need to change our own lives. We need to make sacrifices. We need to abstain from certain things so that we leave room for a miracle. And there's nothing wrong with saying, okay, well, I've been going on this sin for a while, and I've survived in times of prosperity, but now that wickedness is across the land, I need to abstain from that. God will, you know, admire your obedience. I don't want to admire, reward your obedience. So first we need to pray. The second byproduct of prayer is that it makes us sane. So when we're getting this deluge of persecution, we're not saying at our gut primal level, we need to go bomb something, we need to go shoot something. It's, I will not give them an inch and become the monster that they want us to become. Now, folks, I'm going to say something really crazy. I'm not going to deny that the people have the right of revolution. I'm not going to deny 1776, and I'm not going to deny that there is a time for legitimate violence when there is legitimate tyranny. And by the way, the Declaration of Independence even outlines that we
should... Says your right and duty. But they are losing right now. We're winning politically. We don't want to do it yet, but you're not denying we have the right.
Right. I'm saying it's not the time now. That's for sure.
But it's definitely a card in our hand. We're allowed to play.
Right, right. If they start
it's like
ripping
when all
your
else
children,
is lost, you got to do it.
Yeah, if they start ripping your children from your home and
countries,
like, you know, there is a time for
China killing everybody's dogs and cats.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And everybody knows what that time is. The point is,
yeah.
Anybody trying to lure you into plots to kidnap governors, right. Anybody want you to offensively attack, that's not what we do.
Right, and a discerning mind and a mind in prayer wouldn't, frankly, just would not punch cops at the Capitol, would not kidnap governors, would not do anything.
Well, you'd know that makes us look bad. Like, yeah. I mean, obviously not good anyway.
And you won't be successful. Like, you know, and this is how we know.
Not only do I not want to just randomly punch cops, it's dumb.
It's very dumb. It's dumb. And it displeases God, I think. So, you know, I'll tell you, these cops, they need to stop complying with COVID orders and lockdowns and stealing.
Yeah, no, they're putting themselves in that position, but it doesn't mean we got to.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to do the war room, right?
I'm going to do the war room, I guess.
I'm excited. Kate Daly's about to take over. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Our big mega sale, 75% off, selling stuff at cost. It ends today. The T-shirt sale at cost, to blow it all out, it's going to continue until they're all sold out. Infowarsstore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Ollie, what else are you going to be talking about in the war room today?
Well, maybe I'll commiserate a little bit with Owen. I know that he's, you know, kind of tight-lipped on his case. Everybody pray for Owen.
Owen did nothing but peacefully outside the Capitol with me. They're trying to put him in jail.
They're trying to use him as leverage against you and me, and it's just really, really sad. So, you know, we'll be talking about that, and I guess more of this Fed plot.
Which is, you're like, everybody's like, we know we didn't attack the Capitol. We're sick of hearing it. They're betting everything on the midterms on this. What are they going to stage? Let's not be idiots. Obviously, this is their big move to outlaw their opposition.
And 2024.
And 2024, absolutely. All right. All right. Kate Daly takes over. Thank you, Ollie Alexander. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air, plus it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Here, historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi there, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, and thanks, Alex. Good to be here with you, and a lot of news to cover. Man, are we getting a barrage. I am marked safe today from the false flag madman Brooklyn attack. I also have so much to talk about with that, and I also have Disney. I want to talk about Ukraine. I want to talk about who they're going to for the information on Ukraine. Very, very important. A little bit about the AP. So much to talk about with you today, but I'm so glad to be here. I'm from katedalyradio.com, and let me just tell you, I'm especially marked safe from the very, very obvious attack. You know, it's getting a little more obvious. I don't know whether it was the bag that was left at the scene with the BB gun pellets, the hatchet, the pepper spray, extra smoke bombs. That was interesting. I thought that was interesting. And then I thought it was really interesting because usually they don't leave that behind. But the credit card falling out of the wallet, supposedly on his ass, the one that fell out on the, so that they knew who to go to. It was just perfectly sandwiched between the Biden speech for ghost guns. And then of course the rollout today of the TSA. Yeah. The total rollout. They had all ready to go. The TSA for subways. Yeah. I'm going to talk about that, Jim, that they've got. They got a lot that they already had kind of in the pocket. Kind of sounds familiar, like going back to the Patriot Act. But anyway, they had this thing all ready to go. And within 48 hours, we're sitting on what presumably after 5 years of not really having, 4 years, I'm sorry, not really having anything like this, they're going for this sort of event. That was so interesting to me. And as I was watching the video within like 2 minutes, I was just, I don't know. It was surprising. Surprising. It's like hat tip, CIA. You're really evil still, but yet so obvious. Yeah. Anyway, I was thinking about this and I was thinking about all the GoFundMe accounts that'll crop up now, but, and you know, people need to get paid, but you really should demand that that we get different people involved. Maybe I don't know. The whole situation was very interesting. As I was watching this thing unfurl yesterday, I was watching the guy with the tourniquet that was very loosely from his jacket, the arm of his jacket, very loosely tied around his pant leg, and I was looking at there was hardly anything under him, but he was on his phone. I would be on my phone. I mean, instead of having this space, I'd be on my phone. I think that would be the best way to handle it. And, just to bide the time. And then, there were two guys that were hobbling around and couldn't decide which leg. I don't know. It was kind of interesting. It was like, ooh, this leg. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll hobble. And so there was that. And they were walking in circles because I know when I'm scared, I usually shoot for like the stairs or to get out of a scene, but nobody was really getting out of the scene. They were just walking in circles. And then the cameras being off, that was another one. I mean, so reminiscent of other things we've been involved in where the cameras just magically stopped working. It's very odd. And so all the people that were in frame stayed in frame, milling around. And the news yesterday said that people didn't have their shoes. They were suddenly, I guess, missing shoes. They were missing shoes and clothes were torn, although I didn't see that in any of the videos. But they said that. They said that. And then they also said that they were just super glad that he left behind this whole bag of stuff, like the two canisters and the smoke grenades. And all I know is that if I was a madman, I would probably do a smoke grenade. And then I would go onto a subway, and then I would probably go after the people because I would want to create a scene of chaos. Because, you know, that's usually what they do. Madmen, they usually will throw a smoke bomb first before they go after the people. You know, it's so commonplace. So I was reviewing this and I thought, wow, that's kind of crazy that they would do that and then leave behind the credit card and then, of course, the bag and then the Glock. But I thought, wow. And so it was so quick that the FBI was able to find them. I mean, my gosh, it was like rapid speed. They were able to find this guy. And they were actually able to find out that, of course, because with the credit card, we got to know why he did it. Who did it? Why he did it? And so now we know that he is that he thinks America is racist. And that kind of fit perfectly into the narrative of what's going on today. So that was just so coincidental. If I was a coincidence theorist, I'd be like all over this. And then it was sandwiched so carefully between Biden's speech and between the rollout today. It was like within 48 hours. That's quick. Usually it takes like a week. But then the governor of New York was on camera saying, this has to end. Although we haven't had something like this for several years, the whole time Trump was in office, we didn't actually have any like this sort of. Yeah. Anyway, that was interesting, too. And so I kind of thought, wow, that was all I know is that if I'm a coincidence theorist, totally on board with this one and realizing that, oh, my gosh, this stuff just happens, like the credit card falling out of the wallet. I thought that was good. Interesting. I'm sorry. Interesting. I thought that was interesting. And then, of course, they said that they found that credit card and that they believed it to be the gunman. But then they did know when he got off and on. So that was, I was like, wow, how did you know that if you didn't know who you were looking for? That was very interesting. And they said the motive was unknown. But then 24 hours later, it's not unknown because we know exactly why. I think when you arrest somebody, you know exactly why they did what they did, like pretty immediately. When you're interviewing them, they usually give up, like in TV. In TV, you get the motive so quick, so fast. Yeah. Within an hour, you know with a motive, you know why they did it. So it's kind of like TV. You know why they did it, when they did it, and so on. So that was, I thought, interesting. But I especially loved how quickly it happened after the Biden speech, because, I mean, if you're going to talk about ghost guns, then you've got to have some sort of presentation happen, something to shore that up. Otherwise, it just seems sort of off-putting in the middle of the COVID and the Ukraine narrative and everything else. I mean, you've got to have something right there. Yeah. You know, that it helps. I mean, it helps, does it not? I think it helps. So I basically wanted to let you know that they are going to roll out, or they have rolled out. I guess they're just basically telling us now that they did roll it out. That's the story. They did roll it out. Got it. They did roll it out. And they're telling you that you don't have to go through a TSA check per se anymore. They already have a system. It's already there. You just walk through it. And it picks up whether or not you have anything, so it makes us safer, and I like that. I like safe. And so I feel safer. I feel cuddly. I always feel super safe with my government in control. And so they are telling you now that they've rolled this out, I guess. There was a little slip of the tongue where they are rolling it out. They've had it ready for years. And that now when you board trains, right, to keep us safe, they are going to be, you're going to be walking through this apparatus for the TSA and NSA. All right. Well, I just really hope that the CIA kind of ups their game. I mean, they're evil, but they're obvious. You got to give them that. They're obvious about it. And I don't know if they just think we're dumb. I don't know. I don't know if they just think they can just, I think they stopped trying. I really do. I think they just stopped trying to do anything. I was like, well, crisis actors are us. And then you've got, you know, they really do need to up their game just a little bit. I think it's getting a little more, for the theorist, that is the, you know, coincidence theorist. Anyway, I'm going to be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly. Almost forgot who I was. And Ukraine, Disney, all of that is coming up. And the AP. Can't wait to get to that. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host on the Alex Jones Show. I'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, not offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Show, Kate Daly here with you, katedalyradio.com, and so glad to be with you today. I am going to be talking about a lot of things in this hour. I want to talk a little bit about a movie you may have watched about the topic of snakes a little bit, and I'll comment on that in just a moment. But I also wanted to mention, just as we're talking about this today, the New York City mayor, Eric Adams, actually came out and said they're rolling out their new technology and periodic bag checks for future terrorist attacks, according to the mayor. He was on Morning Joe, that lovely show on MSNBC, on Wednesday with the previous day's terror attack on the city's subway system. Okay. And the mayor touched on the possibility of all this new technology on public transportation, although they already had it ready, but he didn't really go into detail on that. He just said with the gun detection devices, oftentimes when people hear metal detectors, you know, they immediately think of the airport model. These are not the only models that are available. These new models that are being used at ball games and parks and hospitals, don't worry about it. No biggie. No biggie. You're walking through TSA checkpoints wherever you go. So don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. He even said, you're just simply walking through a device. Oh, is that all? Okay, so when I go to the hospital or my mini mart or the grocery store, I'm just walking through a device that picks up on all my information and everything about me and looks under my clothes. And that's, I feel warm and fuzzy right now. I feel fantastic just thinking about it. And not creepy at all. But he just said, don't worry about it. We already got this covered. And they're going to be making sure that they, you know, take care of business in the future. And they just wanted you to know. So I feel great. They also said, you know, no one is safe. No one ever is safe. You're not safe from anything or anybody. And so between COVID, between the mask wearers, by the way, the 2022 mask wearers, seriously, super citizen, your work here is done. You're good. Mankind has been saved. From your extra efforts, we appreciate you. Big heart emoji. Thank you. Big group hug. Stop wearing them. Thank you. Philly masked up, and we know this. And I don't know why. I don't know if they lost all their brain cells in Philly, but certainly they must have because they are continuously wearing the mask voluntarily. Even CDC isn't even telling them to do it. They're just doing it. So I like that. I mean, I like the super citizen, the over exuberant citizen, the one that just loves to wear it. It's awesome. Anyway, and so we've got also the airports. I wanted to mention that too. The airports are going to be talking about, you know, they're obviously two more weeks, slow the spread. I don't remember the last time we heard that. Oh, yeah, that's right. We've been hearing that for 2 years. And so they want a couple more weeks. I don't know what they have planned. I know Washington, D.C. is getting COVID. It's completely targeted. It's completely targeted to D.C. And so everybody's falling ill with COVID, even though it's the sniffles, but that they're falling ill with COVID. That's the story. And so the mask wearing is, you know, preemptive. Preemptive, and by the way, everybody has a collection, so why not? Why not join in the fun? And so as we watch cities tumble into this crazy, in this crazy Munchausen's by proxy by the government telling us we're ill and everyone's going, I'm ill, I must be ill, I'm thinking I'm ill, I'm going to get ill any second. So this is the deal. If cities just refuse to wear it, if they just refuse to wear it, we could actually bypass all of this. And I just think that would be outstanding, don't you? Just some common sense and some logic and throw away the little toxic shield on your face and just stop wearing it. There we go. All right. So I wanted to talk a little bit about something that you may have seen out there, and that is that you may have seen a video talking about snake venom. And I think this is a very interesting theory. I think there's a lot of, well, if you start to even Google this topic, you're going to find a lot of information on it. And so when my husband was ill, I did notice that we had been at an event, and about six people in our small group at this event, speaking engagement, became very, very ill on the way home. And some of the sheriffs that were at this event that I was going to be interviewing after the event, they happened to be ill, too, when I went to contact them. And so I thought that that was kind of an interesting thing, that my husband became violently ill on the way home from this event. And so that's when, about a week later, he ended up in the hospital. So, and everybody knows that story. I've gone over that story a couple times. But what was interesting about it was many in our group, it certainly seemed strange that as we were all leaving the event, that so many in our group became violently ill. So at that point, I thought, is this something that could be targeted? But at the same time, just to kind of tell you where I'm at on this, I'm actually in the Dr. David Martin camp and the John Rappaport camp, that they have not a shred of evidence that COVID even exists, that it's more or less a label that says this is, it's 98 symptoms, with the 98th symptom being the fact that you don't know you have it. So that's very convenient and very widespread to cover a whole host of things. Okay. So when it's that wide, and everybody's car accident or, you know, cancer or everything that people die of is labeled as COVID, then you know you have a problem in society of a label disease. Okay, a label. It's just a label. And so I'm in that camp. But this would certainly, this theory of snake venom being very incidentally like the same exact symptoms of say COVID-19, and then also the fact that that it attacks the body in the same way. That's a really interesting thing. So one of the theories is that this is in the water. Now, I don't think globally you could pull that off, but well, I know Dr. Brian Artis has a video on this, and he's been talking about this, and I do think this is a very intriguing theory to think about. But here in the United States, where we obviously had more cases, is this obviously, and whether we were just pulling like crazy from all the other things that were going on to label it COVID, or whether there, you know, was actually something going on, well, USA was different than the other countries. So that leads me to believe that possibly, you know, could they do something to the water supply? What would you test in the water? And these will be some questions that we'll be asking Dr. Artis in the future and talking about this, because I do think what he has to say is pretty intriguing, that there's an enzyme and that it's actually very important, very beneficial, critical for the immune system to function, and that it makes sense why it'd be elevated in chronic illness, that the expression of this enzyme, when a patient starts to suffer a cytokine storm, this is very much like how the venom would act in the body. And so I know a lot of people are talking about this. A lot of people have questions about this. And so we'll have to explore a little bit more into this and talk about this, because there are so many different theories on COVID-19. But just like the gunman with the smoke bomb and then goes to shoot people, like, you know, most gunmen do, what is the smoke bomb for COVID-19? What was the design of confusion around COVID-19, and what are the real underlying factors? I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, and you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'll be right back.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design and over 100 others that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling every everything out to fund the operation to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Glad to be with you today. I hope you're having a good day today. So I was mentioning the water. I know this is a hot topic this week, and I know that I was mentioning the water because could you do something to the water in our country? Probably, I would imagine. And we'll have to ask more questions about that. Could you do something under the guise of say, we're here to clean the water with COVID stuff. This will help. You know, because I know that they had cleaning agents and all kinds of things with the water supply. And could those things actually be harmful? That's a good question to ask for sure. And I think the what's interesting about this whole case scenario that everyone's talking about, I'm talking about Watch the Water. It's a new documentary put out by a theory from Dr. Brian Artis. And I always appreciate people that will think and will really critically think about these types of things. And so when I was thinking about this as well, you know, there were a lot of articles about snake venom being used in studies. And Moderna especially utilizing these things as well. And so there are so many articles about it. It's almost right there in plain sight for a long time, which is kind of interesting. Okay. So you take that piece in, and you also think about remdesivir, which I've been so vocal about. Obviously, remdesivir, it's like taking poison. It has a huge death rate, and they have decided that it's the medicine with the high death rate. We're going in and we're declaring it the medicine of the universe, which is really sad and evil because we know the damage it can do. But the damage is getting blamed on COVID and not remdesivir. Well, if I were you, I would probably refuse remdesivir at all costs, and make sure that that stuff never touches your body. Because it is, it's kind of like a poison. But remdesivir makes you bleed internally, and then you don't clot exactly like King Cobra venom does. So that's very, very interesting. There was a study completed like venom coursing through the body by Rosemary Brandt. And so there are similarities to things with COVID that they are accusing COVID of doing, remdesivir of doing, the shots of doing, the drip system like we've been talking about with the shots that ruin your immune system, right? But instead of being a viral respiratory thing, is this actually poisoning? Are we actually trying to survive poisoning? It's a really interesting theory. That's why I always appreciate people that will put out theories so that we can all take in the pieces, think about these pieces and how they fit into our own lives, what we've noticed. All of you guys have noticed things, right? You've all noticed things. I noticed the high death rate at the ICUs. I've marked myself safe from ICUs today. And also I've noticed that there can be a lot of different things that could lead us in a lot of different directions. That I get. And maybe there are things hiding in plain sight that are the problem behind this. Maybe it is just a label, like Dr. David Martin says in John Rappaport, because there is no sequence of COVID. There's no sequence of COVID. So if you're really going to look at this, are you going to say that maybe that you label an illness and then while you're busy targeting certain groups, certain events, maybe certain things, right? Certain target groups with something else besides what they're labeling as COVID, it could be very confusing, like the guy with the smoke bomb, right? Usually a madman with that wants to kill people isn't going to use a smoke bomb first. Why? Why would you do that? Unless you just want to cause so much confusion that nobody knows what's happening and nobody can really identify who's really there. Okay. So they do this with illness. They do this with COVID. They do this with a lot of the narratives and false flags. So as we're going through the pieces of this, I always keep in mind, I'm always open to everything. Then you take in the pieces and you go, okay, what about this makes sense? And what about this doesn't make sense? How do I remedy all of this? But I do think some of the pieces of this are kind of mind blowing, right? Hydroxychloroquine and all the things we've been told not to take, the things we've been told not to take are really sort of the anti-venom, aren't they, to this? They are the anti-venom. And so that's very, very interesting. I hadn't really thought about snakes before all of this because it just wasn't on the radar at all. Was it for you? I don't think it was for anyone. And so to put these pieces together, then go back and start Googling this information, and there's so much on it in the media that really, it wasn't like they were shouting from the rooftops in the media. They were more or less doing some articles about it. I don't think people were thinking twice about it, because everything we get, right, seems to come from some sort of animal, coincidentally. A bat, a bird, the bird flu, you know, everything's always coming from some obscure thing rather than naturally with natural illness, right? It's always coming from some sort of animal, which is really kind of strange because, I could go into a whole thing about all the different countries and diseases or illnesses and bird flu specifically designated for certain countries, which has never made sense. I've talked a little bit about that on the show before. That a disease would know to stay in the guidelines or the boundaries of a certain country. Doesn't make sense, does it? Okay. So putting these pieces together, hydroxychloroquine, venom, all of these things, we know what works and we know about natural immunity. So there's lots of questions about, well, then how does natural immunity work with this theory too? And also, I think people are or could be very nervous about the water supply. I don't put anything past the deep state, ever. I think these people are atheist. I think they are hell-bent on making sure that we aren't around or that we are the peasants of society. So they have no regard for us. And so that's why I'm very, very open to what, and I'm probably not very surprised by anything they could pull off. Look at what they're doing with Disney. Look at what they're doing with the youth. You know, look at what they're doing with child's rights and the right of a child to learn about sexuality. Well, the most obvious thing about the whole Disney situation and how they're changing our culture is, why are teachers in Florida hell-bent and mad that they can't teach kindergartners about sexuality if they were just denying the fact that they were just doing it? If they weren't doing it, as they say they weren't doing that, then why are they fighting for the right to do it? See, none of it makes sense. And really what they're gaming for in this is to make it okay for children to have rights, for children to have the ability to decide for themselves, even though they're a child, which basically cuts the parent out of it and puts the government in and media in to be the parent. So that way the child gets to do what the child wants when the child wants to. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to do a big whole shout out for my parents, because my parents did not throw me on puberty blockers when I went through my tomboy stage. Thanks. So we have a whole society now that's saying, well, my kid thinks he's this and my kid thinks he's that. So that's what they are. And I'm going to allow them to be that. So I'm the good parent. Pat myself on the back for being amazing today. Instead of being a parent that recognizes children have imaginations. But what we're really doing behind that story and behind Disney and the fallout with Disney, Disney's going down the tubes fast. Disney saying, we love the transgender community. We love the LGBT community. We're all about that. And every show will have 50% of everything. Now, from now on out, we're really going to give your kids a sexual information and sexual identity problems. And so the reason they're doing that, though, is to give children's rights, right? The children need their rights as a child to separate themselves away then from the parent who has control over them until they're 18 and responsibility for them and accountability. That's really what they're after in doing the whole Disney thing with Florida and everything else. And I'm glad that DeSantis is standing up for children, actual kids, not being, you know, indoctrinated into questioning their sexuality in kindergarten. Can you even imagine? We never had to go through this, did we? I now look back on my years in the education system and thank you for never having to discuss this 24/7, right? I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. Be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. And you can go to katedalyradio.com. I do a live show every day, and it's a lot of fun, and it's very interesting to be on this end of things and watching the news daily. I mean, I immerse myself probably, I know it's awful, but 12, 15 hours a day into this, probably like Alex does as well. I mean, this is something that we kind of swim in. And so it's fun and interesting and excruciating at times. And also it is, I have to say, it's kind of mind blowing to go to the backstory of just about everything and kind of figure out why our country has what has happened to our country. Why are we here? What is going on with us and with what we've allowed all this time in order to land in such a peculiar place where you could have a Biden speech on guns, a shooting within 24 hours, and a TSA rollout for trains within another 24 hours? I mean, that's pretty crazy, right? It's like things are really speeding up. And they might be speeding up a little bit because the Democrats are afraid the Republicans are going to take the House and the Senate, which they probably are. But I don't know that it's going to do really much of anything because the Republicans don't say a thing. They don't say a thing about the election fraud. They don't say a thing about, well, let me put it this way. When the House and the Senate and the president all had control, we didn't do anything then anyway. So what does it matter? It's either a fast kill or a slow kill. That's basically how I look at it. And the parties are for us. The parties are for us to sit and argue over, while in Washington, it's just one big fat party. So saying that, I just wanted to go back to something that the AP put out on themselves, which if you know me, I have such disdain, as much for the AP as I do the CIA and the FBI and any intelligence group in America, because they're screwing us over left and right. But the AP came about in the mid-1800s, and they actually put this out. And so I just wanted to make sure everyone realizes, again, in the news cycle that we get our news from two sources, the AP and Reuters, okay? Both Rothschild-owned, both very, very interesting entities. And so from the beginning, I just wanted you guys to know that the Associated Press is in charge of our elections. And most people don't realize that. Even from the Associated Press's website, the AP is the only organization that collects and verifies election results in every single city and county across the United States, including races for the president, the Senate, the House of Representatives, governors, and statewide offices. It's always the AP. And if you're wondering about that, why they never get mentioned in this, because we all know they put out crap news. The crap news goes as follows. Adjective, 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 piece of news, adjective, adjective, adjective. And the reason they do this is because they want to frame the story. It's kind of like how, you know, like a lot of different tabloids write news. They have to frame it. Like yesterday I was told that the dangerous madman monster, blah. I mean, it's amazing how they frame the news instead of just giving you the news. Well, the explanation for why they are in charge of our elections is really quite interesting. This was a piece that was written. They said journalists have continued that tradition for the past 172 years. So it shouldn't surprise anyone that the AP has control over the elections. Why does it get to make the call? Why does the AP get to collect the information and predict the winner and make the call? And the reasoning behind this was that, basically, because they said no one ever stepped up to do it. Okay. So the AP decided they'd be the ones. Yeah, right there. They'd be the ones to do it. So the Federal Election Commission, which regulates some aspects of elections, doesn't tabulate votes on a nationwide basis. That responsibility has become one of the unofficial duties of the media. I say it's the unofficial duty of the unofficial media. How about that? And so, as we kind of worship the AP, or journalists do, as the golden god of the media, and as they spin out the national narrative that gets sent to all the teleprompters for all the nice teeth, nice hair, little robots that sit and give you your news, those talented individuals, as they give you your news at night, what's interesting is all the scripts are the same, right? So we know this. You can listen to your local broadcast, and their taint of the story matches up with your national broadcast. Everything's the same. No journalist has a different point of view or asked a question. It's all the same. And so the AP being in charge of our elections, it's just no wonder when I look at how fraudulent they are that they were just A-OK on making sure you got those results so fast. Remember when we all went to bed and all the numbers were changed like that? We all got the same, those results in the morning, and all of the media was on board with the results. It's because the AP does that for you. Now, the AP does it in one evening because they don't want you to have to wait. They know that our society likes it and likes it fast. So they're there to deliver and deliver the goods. And so what they do is they call the election. And when they call it, basically people then step down, right? The opposing one, that the loser steps down and says, I guess I didn't win. And so I say this because when you're looking at the Ukraine news is a whole different ball of wax, because the Ukraine, well, not a whole different ball of wax. I shouldn't say it like that. The AP news that covers, okay, and Reuters that cover the news in foreign lands are going to have all the same spin. They're going to tell you exactly what's going down, right? And what's happening. And they're going to do it in a way that they have to teach you how to feel about it. And when I was looking at CNN articles and Fox News articles that are they're very much the same. They just have either a conservative spin in the adjectives or a liberal spin in the adjectives. But it's interesting because they go to all the same people for comment. They go to all the same people for comment. And I find that interesting because we don't really realize, I think, how coordinated the effort is until you really start to try, you know, really start to look. Well, one of the gentlemen they go to is UNICEF's Manuel Fontaine. It almost sounds like a made-up name, but Manuel Fontaine. And Manuel Fontaine from UNICEF has been talking about children and has been talking about everything that's diabolical in the news, and they go to him for comment, and he has the same exact kinds of comments. We're all going to die. They're all going to die from Ebola, and that was back in 2014, from Afghanistan, from the Nigerian crisis of 2016. You name it, he's got about the same types of comments. And so it's always that millions of children are about to die or have food insecurity and they're about to starve, and we must go in and do something. And but it's always the same. It's always the same kind of line. And so I find that kind of interesting. And they go to the same people. And one of them is the ambassador to the United Nations, Linda. Linda, so Trump fired her. And then Biden, of course, hired her back. And she is very interesting. Linda Thomas Greenfield. She's very interesting. And she's always the one commenting on Ukraine. And I thought that was kind of strange. So they have the same kind of three people that they go to. The other gentleman that they go to was inserted by us in 2014 and worked for Zelensky. And then, of course, got a medal at Christmas time. And when he got that medal at Christmas time, I think that's what kind of maybe got him on board to maybe be the spokesman for this Ukrainian-Russian thing that's going on over there. And so he is the spokesman for telling us what Russia's doing and what they're not doing. And the three of them are on comments for almost just about every single article you read. So always know who you're looking at as far as the comments and the comments section and so forth. The other thing that's cropped up is our legislators, our congresspeople, confirming the events of Ukraine. So I'm hearing this over and over again. Liz Cheney, she's so gross. Liz Cheney was confirming yet another event that happened in Ukraine yesterday. And I thought, that's really strange. Why are the Congress people doing this now? Is it because no one trusts the AP? You shouldn't trust the AP because they're opinionizing news. And so, and sometimes there's a grain of truth in there, but it's usually, it's there to propagandize to you. And, knowing that they control elections should tell you a lot about the AP and why we get sold the box of rocks that we do. But why are Congress people coming out and telling us about things that are going on in Ukraine? It's very interesting, isn't it? They're a world away, but they seem to have all the knowledge in the world and all the goods on what's going on. And so I wanted to bring that to your attention because watch for it in the news. I've been seeing this happen and it's been quite astounding and alarming. Those are my pronouns. Alarming, astounded, horrified. Those are my pronouns for today. Good gravy. Anyway, all right. Thanks for listening in. I hope you're having a great Wednesday. Look at it this way. You've made it past the hump of the week. So it can only be good from here on out, right? Friday's a couple days away. This is fantastic. I'm Kate Daly. I'm Kate Daly. I even slaughtered my own name. I'm Kate Daly.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.